Thank you, Coley Tangela, for that commentary. You can hear Coley every Friday morning at 10 a.m. right here on The Mark Steiner Show. We are now about to share a podcast with you by Jenny Monet, who's been a guest on our show before. She's a Native American journalist, radio producer, and activist who's begun a podcast series called Still Here, The World Seen Through Indigenous Eyes. This is a piece she just did, her first in the series, that is from Standing Rock, where they're fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There was post-midnight revelry in those first moments of a new year at the sprawling encampments near the Standing Rock Sioux Indian Reservation. Dozens of water protectors gathered at a place known as Turtle Island, the bluff leading directly to the active drill pad of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Despite an early December decision by the Department of Army stalling construction of the contested energy project, Morton County Sheriff's deputies continue to stand guard. Meantime, as many as 1,000 water protectors remain camped out along the Missouri and Cannonball Rivers in freezing temperatures and near record snowfall. Hello, and welcome to Still Here, modern stories of resilience indigenously told. I'm your host, Jenny Monet. I first want to thank some of the early adopters of this show. I made an earnest attempt to get this podcast off the ground last fall, and then Standing Rock happened. I probably made 5 trips to the North Dakota Prairie between September and December, reporting and writing for several clients. There really wasn't much time for anything else. But in December, I decided to embed myself out here at Standing Rock, where at the moment, it's a chilly -7 degrees. And I'm here because this pipeline fight is far from over. In fact, some would say that it's about to get real. In this episode of Still Here, I take a closer look at some of the new challenges being presented at the start of a new year for the water protectors, for the Standing Rock tribe, and for a new North Dakota governor who on day one came out in favor of the Dakota Access Pipeline. In this final week before Donald J. Trump takes the presidential oath of office, there are other concerns that could sway the direction of the pipeline struggle. Right now, the focus is on Mother Nature. There's fear of massive and dangerous flooding where the water protectors remain. One of those living in the known floodplain is a young man I first met in mid-October.
My name is O'Shea Gray Eyes. I am Dene and Cherokee. I was supposed to be out here for like 2 days, but I've been here for like 4 months. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I'm really thankful I'm out here.
I'm just going to say we're sitting here in the lobby of the Prairie Nights Casino and Resort. They call this the fifth camp, so to speak, right?
Yeah, the fifth camp. It's where you come to shower.
Did you get your shower?
Yes, I did. I haven't showered in like 1.5 weeks, and I finally got to shower last night. It was nice.
Tell me about the situation at camp right now.
It's really empty. The camp is pretty empty, but the people who are really down for the cause and who really stick to their words and actions stayed at the camp.
Are you worried that once Trump's in office that the pipeline's going to be bored into the ground and somebody passionate about this will get hurt, if not fatally injured?
Yeah, I'm pretty worried about that. I mean, violence is not the answer, but I don't really see this whole thing coming out to being peaceful at the end. I mean, we all are here in prayer and ceremony, but at the end, it's going to get pretty hectic and rough.
O'Shea Gray Eyes, one of about 1,000 water protectors who remain living at the Ocheti Shekoi camp near the Standing Rock Reservation. For subscribers of Still Here, there's more to come.
That camp will likely flood in early March.
The deep freeze at Standing Rock, but for how long? The story after the break. And if you're listening to this preview episode on your tribal or community radio dial and want to hear more, please subscribe wherever you shop for podcasts or find a link at our website at stillherepodcast.com. Still Here is a listener-supported production written, produced, and edited by myself and distributed in part by Native Voice One, the Native American radio service. I'm Jenny Monet. Thanks for listening. The goal is to deliver a new episode every other week, so find us on social media and stay tuned. And until next time, stay strong and resilient. Still Here is sponsored by Agency Mabu, a creative and talented team of marketing pros helping you brand your business in a way your target audience will love. Mabu can design awesome logos like ours and so much more. Agency Mabu, marketing and advertising and business unlimited. Mabu, marketing good works.